There it goes. Okay. Wow. So, tell us how you got the role of Iris.
Oh my goodness. I had actually auditioned under these, I'll just call them fake sides. It wasn't the real script, and it wasn't, her name wasn't Iris yet. I can't remember what her name was, but it was a scene where she was giving this like student council meeting. She's class president. She's telling everyone, what do you need from me? What do you need done? And they were telling her what they need from her. And then the scene switches, the same scene. It's one scene all the way through. The scene switches and she's in the classroom by herself. Everyone has left and she just breaks and she starts bawling, having a full on mental breakdown. And she just cannot catch a break. She can't catch her breath either. And I remember going like, wow, that's crazy, especially to be depicted in a young person. The fact that we can handle our business, go along in life, go through the motion. But then when we're finally stopped and we have a moment to ourselves, sometimes we're not okay. And the fact that I had no idea if this was Iris, but the fact that I was looking at this character and these sides, I was like, oh my God, I'm totally playing this role. This is going to be so much fun. I had totally forgotten that it was like a Walking Dead project. Because if I would have remembered that, I would have been scared out of my wits. I'm terrified of walkers. The fact that I even got the role, it's an insane opportunity. I'm happy to be here.
Great, yeah. So what when you have to take on the role of Iris, what do you do mentally or physically to prepare for it?
Physically, the moment we touched down in Virginia, we had to do a lot of just physical training, hand-to-hand combat, working with different weapons. My weapon is actually really long. She's taller than me, and I'm 5'3". And she's super, super heavy. So getting used to having that on me for several hours a day and working with it, running, jumping, doing stunts with it, I had to switch up my lifestyle. I love food. I love a good cheeseburger. I love my carbs. And I definitely had to attempt to adopt a healthier eating lifestyle when you're on a show that does stunts and has such a like physically vigorous role. Just getting into Iris in general, though, she's a lot like me. She's young, but she's fierce. She's motivated. She knows what she wants. She just really has to figure out how to execute it. But she's going to get what she wants. And I love playing a young adult, especially a young woman, painted that way.
Right. And have all 10 episodes for this season been filmed already?
Yes, we filmed all 10 episodes. We shot from July to December of last year, so totally pre-pandemic.
Okay. And are you started yet on season 2?
We have our writer's room up and running. Right now, we had to push back production due to pandemic reasons, but early 2021, we're back in motion. Season 2 is already even crazier than season 1, so I'm super excited.
Okay, and how was it living in Virginia?
Oh, Virginia. My mother was actually born in Virginia, and I have lived in Virginia before.
Oh.
It's no, like, foreign place to me. It was crazy, actually, being on the ground, shooting in, like, the backwoods. We had to go to the outskirts of Virginia to shoot, because we have to shoot in, you know, the forest, the woods, and really run down abandoned locations. It was crazy. It was like 105 degrees. It's the most absurd humidity you could ever imagine. And then sometimes there would even be like lightning storms in the summer while it's 100 degrees. Virginia's a strange place.
Yeah, I've lived in Georgia, Alabama, and now I live in Arkansas, so I know how those thunderstorms can be and the humidity.
I did not know that there were thunderstorms in the summer. I guess I just didn't remember that growing up. It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't always cool off afterwards either, like you would expect it would.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So I hope you don't think this question is rude or too private, so just tell me to move on if it is. But is Royale your real last name? Or Royal? Is it Royal?
That's awesome that you asked that. My first name, my legal first name, is Aaliyah Royale. So for Royale's not my last name, it's part of my first name.
Oh, okay.
It's a fun little thing. It's like Mary Jane or something like that, or whatever. It's, you know, it's my parents were bougie. That's the most I can say about that.
That's fine. No, I mean, usually I go to like Wikipedia and look it up, and they'll say, "Oh, her original name was blah blah blah." But you're not on Wikipedia. You got to get on there.
You know, that was, I think it's because that was the news source that I would try and. We were specifically told not to use in, like,
really?
School
oh, yeah, yeah.
essays and everything. And I think I've just been like, if it's on Wikipedia, is it even true? How can
most of Wikipedia is true. It's just because they have people, anybody can add stuff, but they have people who oversee it and, like, throw out stuff. You
right.
know? So,
yeah.
I found,
my birthday is still wrong on Google.
Oh, is it?
I haven't gotten around fixing it.
I understand. No, Google, it can be hit or miss, yeah, because they have all kinds of different sources. But yeah, no, I think most, as far as TV at least and celebrities, Wikipedia is usually fairly accurate. I mean, they'll leave out stuff sometimes, but you know, anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let's see. So it was announced that there are only 2 seasons of the show. How do you feel about that?
I think, honestly, just where I came from, for the first, like, 2-3 years of my career, I was doing background work, extra work. I wasn't getting any auditions. I have no chance. So to be just working regularly, I'm blessed. Whether I get to do it for 2 seasons, 10 seasons, I am just blessed to be here, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to go to work every day and do what I love. Because I remember sitting on the bench waiting for this opportunity for 3 years.
Right. And were you a fan of the other Walking Dead shows before you got this job?
No. No. I think I was 9 or 10 when the first season of The Walking Dead came out, and I could scare pretty easily as a child, and so the undead, walkers, they held a special place in my nightmares. I avoided them at all costs, but my 2 brothers were immediate fans. They still are just completely in awe that I'm even working on a ship they have adored for 10 plus years. I'm a fan now. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I don't actually watch the other 2 shows. I'm not a fan of zombies at all, so I don't even like watching them on TV, if I can help it.
Scary. Just,
they are.
I don't know why, but they're the one creature, like, I can handle, I don't know, like, ghosts or spirits, vampires, werewolves, whatever you want to come up with, but those, like,
yeah.
Like I'd rather have to sit face-to-face with It, the clown, than ever, like, be near a walker. Like,
yeah.
No way.
Because they're gross and creepy. Or you can run away from them, but still.
Yeah.
And I'm very glad, you can tell whoever you see that's in charge, that I'm very glad they don't seem to have as many gross zombies on your show as they do on the other 2, at least so far.
Oh, yeah. Our show is definitely, it's definitely more character-based, story-based.
Yeah.
We have the action and the gore, when it's necessary and pertinent to the story, but it's really important for us to, I think this is the first series where we're really, really focused on just developing really cool storylines with characters that anyone can identify with.
Yes, definitely. I love that. I love, like, that's the best thing about TV as opposed to movies, is the characters and the development of the characters. Definitely.
Right.
What is the most challenging part of playing Iris?
Oh, so just growing up, I'm a military brat. I am the youngest, but I've just grew up very, I knew who I was the moment I came out the womb. Like, I'm just, that's just who I am. But playing Iris, you know, she is younger than me, but it's also this idea that, you know, she's a kid, and I have to keep some of that naivety to her. But it was also important to me to keep the, like, strength that she has, the fierceness, you know what I mean? She's not, She's not living in fear. There's a difference between like a teen who's rebellious and a teen who's just curious and just wants to learn. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was important to me to keep her naive qualities and that innocence that I didn't really have growing up, while still maintaining her confidence, her assertiveness, and just the way that she decides her fate. Right. That's an interesting life to live at a young age, and I can say it's possible because I did live it.
Okay. And what's been the most fun part of playing Iris?
Definitely just the stunts. Never have I ever done stunt work in my career. I mean, I'm only 20. I'm pretty new at this. Uh-huh. But being able to just slice and dice, work with my weapon, it really makes you feel like a type of superhero, a type of warrior. I'm thankful for that opportunity because I have so much fun with my weapon. And whether we go 2 seasons or 10 seasons, I'm taking her home with me for sure.
Great. So you're going to get into martial arts and stuff now, you think, after the show's over?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I've always wanted to play kind of like Nikita, that kind of role, Jennifer Lawrence and Red Sparrow, some sort of like intelligence, special intelligence kind of role. I'd totally be down for it. I think that's a fabulous opportunity. I definitely have to get in better shape, though. I have to get real serious, some like Marvel superhero type of training for sure.
And so do you have any fun or interesting behind-the-scenes stories that you can share with us?
Fun or interesting behind-the-scenes stories? there's a reason Alexa and I are very, very close, actually. Virginia is a very insular, haunted place. Mm-hmm. And in my first week being there, I was in my apartment, I was sleeping, and I had woken up from this ridiculously terrifying nightmare, and I went to open my bedroom door, and a spirit walked right through me. It scared the lights out of me, because, not that I don't believe in paranormal activity, but just, I'd stay far away from it, for the most part. And the fact that I, like, this thing, just the way that I had felt after, I had called my mom screaming, kicking, crying. I was like, Mom, I can't be here. You don't understand what just happened. Something came, like, literally walked through me. It was so strange. And it's funny because I'd gone to set and talked about it. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, this is Virginia. It happens, like, all the time.
Oh, wow.
Everyone here has a ghost story about Virginia.
Oh, my gosh.
And I remember calling my sister. Well, Alexa, who plays my sister on the show, I was like, bro, there was a whole ghost in my apartment. And she was like, say less, move in with me. And I did. We lived together the entire rest of the shoot, the whole 6 months. We were inseparable. That's my best friend.
Oh, cool. That's really nice. And did you see any more ghosts once you moved in with her?
No more ghosts at all. Good. That was the end of that. But, you know, that was, I'm not upset about that.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, well, I guess that's a good note to end on then.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you talking to me.
Thank you. I can't wait till we talk again.
Yes, yeah, and I really enjoy the show, and I will keep watching.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. I think episode 7 is one of my favorites because Iris gets a little love interest. I'm excited.
A little what? I'm sorry.
Love interest.
Oh, okay. Cool. I look forward to that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.